Hello, this is Patrick Widdis with another edition of the Norfolk Poets podcast on Poetry Nonstop. Iona May is someone I've seen many times and shared a stage with, both at poetry and improv comedy events. She has a debut collection, Breaking Down Loudly, about the changing patterns of grief, family and friendship with Verve Poetry Press. Her poems show abundant creativity with so many lines you want to savour, and her careful delivery gives you time to do so. Here's Iona for the first, and hopefully not the last time, on Poetry Nonstop.
Hello everyone, I'm Iona May, and I'm going to read from my collection called Breaking Down Loudly. That was published by Verve last year. The collection is mostly about my mum's death and my family's reaction to it. But it also draws on lots of other things. One unusual one is some of my clowning experiences. I do lots of clowning workshops. And also in it are not just poems about my family and my mum, but also some poems about my friends. I'm really delighted to be on this podcast. Thank you so much, Patrick, for the opportunity. I hope you guys enjoy. Between us. I will wash up for you before I leave. But right now, the morning, can't bear too much activity. Drinking tea is the warmth of holding, and I need this space between us. Everything is almost on top of something else, and your birthday cake is not the only thing that has lost its identity. A crisp packet blossoms out of a wine glass. From here, I can almost see the whole of you. You are probably okay. Probably did not mind that I showed up late. There were other people to make you special, and at least I was there for the dancing. A moth flaps in, and I can feel you watching her too. She brings echoes of you. Moths are a quirk of this flat. And me. You should seal your woolens in plastic. I stand. Clap quick. She is dead in my palms. I am elated, like I've caught a ball impressively. I know you will look away if I turn to you, won't want me to be hurt by your shocked eyes. You know, I know anyway, and so you feel bad for hurting me. I could say sorry. I go to the sink to wash her body away. She was bigger and browner than most. She had moved so slowly, she'd made it look like flight required all her concentration. Poem for Loic's birthday. September is the kindest month. Everything, effortless apples and blackberries. The pantry of your heart, so plentiful you can only just about imagine the whisper of an empty echo. And then the blessing of a sunny day that doesn't demand. It could be hot chocolate on the bright doorstep, or cosy with a blanket and the soft dusk. And you, Loic, here in this pause, the whole world, your harvest. In years to come, September will also bring new shoes and stationery. The joyous rush of friends after all that spaciousness. The chance to reinvent yourself if you want to. It is possible. For worry to play amongst your eager hopefulness, but beneath it all, a trust so deep that trees, well, obviously, let go their dancing leaves, and you, your palms to the sky, lucky. What you do for Mum's last Christmas? You wash up and tell your sister she's spending the whole time sorting out the soundtrack rather than actually clearing the table. She says, I am helping, puts on the Contours, Do You Love Me? Years later, it will be your Christmas song, but right now, there are four places to clear and you are dancing with your bum only so you can still scrub the plates. Your sister dancing the dirty pans towards you, dancing her whole body. She is the best in the world. You are ready for the moment to turn like a mashed potato, both jumping so water flicks and your hair everywhere. Now do the twist. You are miming a superstar. She is jiving her hips.